Young people brought to the U.S. against their will have been at the center of debates over immigration reform this year. Some have described the back-and-forth pull of the fight between Democrats, Republicans, and President Donald Trump as exhausting. And they're not waiting for the decision to be made for them, neither here nor in Mexico. We begin this two-part special report in Arizona, where so-called Dreamers are taking their future into their own hands. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports.
Lorenzo Santillan hooks his food trailer to his truck. The father of two is running on just 3 hours sleep, and it's already been a busy morning. First, he worked on his generator that powers the food trailer. Then he ran to the store for ingredients. Now he has to get the trailer to downtown Phoenix for the lunchtime business crowd.
My business is ni de aquí ni de allá. We serve authentic Mexican food.
Santillan is in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, and there's a link between his immigration status and his company's name.
It stands for neither here nor there.
Meaning that Santillan doesn't consider himself to be from Mexico or Arizona, even though he's lived here since he was a baby and has no idea what life is like south of the border.
The way I see it is I travel to Mexico through the food.
The prospects of long-term success for Santillan's business are blurred by the uncertainty of what's to come. So he's doing what his parents did 30 years ago, looking north.
My solution is moving to Canada.
Arizona stands to lose a lot if Santillan leaves and others follow. Analysts at New American Economy say Arizonans eligible for the DACA program made a combined $438 million in 2015, and they paid $66 million in taxes.
Why do I need to be in a country that doesn't accept me?
Marisol Federal Credit Union does accept immigrants like Santillan. It's offered DACA application loans and helped recipients open their first bank accounts. But habits have changed since the Trump administration announced plans to end the DACA program. CEO Robin Romano says so-called Dreamers have stopped making long-term financial decisions.
They're starting to pay things off, and they're starting to go back to cash.
DACA recipients have not been closing their accounts, Romano says. But switching to paper money is a sign of someone taking their finances underground.
The reasons for that seem to be pretty clear, that they are scared about what's going to happen to them in the future.
With his food trailer parked, Santillan and his hired help get to work preparing today's menu. Cooking wasn't Santillan's first career choice. He was on the team of local high school students who beat MIT in a robotics competition. It's an underdog story so good that someone played him in a movie. But Arizona law against in-state tuition for undocumented people kept Santillan from becoming an engineer.
All I want to do is succeed.
Hi.
Hi. Victoria?
Yes.
Victoria Cruz is a loan officer with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. She's worked with DACA recipients in California and Arizona.
I personally have noticed that the market's gotten quieter. I think there's fear out in the market.
Cruz says some clients wrongly assume their DACA status is a deal breaker, or that her office will contact immigration authorities. She's also worked with successful DACA recipients who wanted to buy homes for their parents.
You're not seeing them reach out as much as they were reaching out at one time.
Your quesadilla is ready.
Thank you.
Here you go, thank you. Here's some salsas.
Perfect.
Santillan grins as he serves a folded tortilla oozing cheese and meat. His DACA permit won't expire until 2019, but he says there's an 80% chance he'll move himself and his business to Canada this year, as long as he can do it legally.
I don't feel like it's fair what's happening, so I mean, I can sit here and cry about it or just do something about it.
Santillan admits he doesn't know where to settle in Canada or how to cope with winter after living in the desert all his life. Still, he's optimistic.
Maybe Canada's gonna accept me even more. Maybe I'm gonna have more success because there's not a lot of Mexican food out there.
Santillan wants to become a U.S. citizen. He'd gladly stay near his family and kids if leaders can strike a deal. But in the meantime, he's preparing like they won't. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Many young undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children are considering their options while members of Congress debate their status. Rather than waiting to see if the U.S. will want them, a few are returning to Mexico, looking for opportunities they did not have in the U.S. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports on a rare group training to become software engineers.
The students here grew up all over the U.S. They're from Oregon,
California,
Texas,
Mandalay, Illinois,
North Carolina, Florida,
Bradenton, Sarasota.
It's a representative sample of the 800,000 people collectively known as Dreamers. There are about 24 in this group. Most returned voluntarily, and most of them initially did the same thing.
I was actually working at the call center of AT&T.
Customer will call.
I was working in a contact center.
It's common work for young immigrants returning, except that here, they get paid less than $2 an hour. So when Eddie Barrañón, a 27-year-old who grew up near Chicago, heard there was a school paying returning Dreamers to become software engineers, he thought it was too good to be true.
Nice camp, but I thought it was like a fake. Like, you know, I wasn't going to be true, or there was something iffy about it.
The truth is, this is a very unusual project. Most people here in Mexico City or in Mexico's other large bustling cities spent very little time thinking about immigrants. Though maybe it's kind of cynical to put it that way.
I don't think it's cynical. I think it's a reality.
Meet Marcela Torres. She's the mastermind behind this boot camp called Hola Code. As you can tell from her accent, she didn't learn English in the U.S., but the U.K. She says she and her co-founder started working on this project a year and a half ago.
We were given practically this gift from the United States, and I know it's horrible to say it in that way because I know they miss it and they call it home, but if Mexico really took the opportunity and used their potential, it could be endless.
The first cohort at Hola Code is about halfway through their five-month program, which is modeled after a boot camp in San Francisco called Hack Reactor. They're getting funding from a local foundation and an angel investor. One of the students' challenges is changing the way they see Mexico. A local businessman called Eduardo Garcia gave a talk at the school about precisely that.
The first few months that I was here, I was really depressed.
Garcia arrived to Mexico City 10 years ago after the third time he was deported. And he says at first, most people just want to go back.
But you don't see this other Mexico on the rise. A Mexico that needs people like them. A Mexico that needs bilingual people. A Mexico that needs engineers.
Garcia got a job as a cook, which is what he had done in Atlanta. And now he owns three of Mexico City's trendiest restaurants. He says he employs more than 100 people.
There's a tremendous amount of opportunity.
Matin Tamizi is an entrepreneur based in San Francisco who is considering hiring from the Dreamer Coding School. He started and sold a financial services company in California and is now looking to do the same in Mexico. He wants to hire talent who grew up here, but also people who speak American English and who understand American work culture.
They essentially become the bridge between the way that we do business as an American company to our target customers, which is in the Mexican market.
This is a welcome prospect for Eddie Barrañón, the 27-year-old from Chicago. He says he initially wanted to return to Illinois to be with his wife and two children, who are U.S. citizens.
I told my, like, every time I call my girl, I'm like, hey, I really don't want to go back. I'm like, I mean, we can live a life here. I'm like, we can do a lot of stuff. I mean, I have a lot of plans.
Barrañón eventually wants to start his own business. He says Mexico is a land of opportunity. It just takes time to see it. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.